Okay.
Yeah.
Here in the Baga News office this afternoon, we have two visitors from the north of Europe, from Copenhagen, from Denmark. And they're here for a particular reason, and it's a wonderful story. let's talk with them directly and find out what it is that brought them to Baga. Can you tell me your name?
Lise Nissum.
And my name is Henning Nielsen.
Okay. And what is it that's actually brought you to Baga today?
Because we went out to see the buildings near Copenhagen at Amager. And then we went to the school and we read it was built as an Italian village named Baga. Hmm. Never heard about it before. I forgot the architect's name. And we went this morning, we came to Italy, and then we thought we would go to Baga and look at Baga.
So, there is a school and a library that's just been built in Copenhagen, just outside of Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And the whole school is based on work by a group of architects, and they used as the basis for their work the concept of Baga.
Yes.
Utterly incredible. So you got on a plane, you got off at Pisa this morning and you've arrived.
We at 8 o'clock we went from home, 4 o'clock in the morning, and 6 o'clock we took the plane, and 8 o'clock we went to Pisa. And then we had a car, and then we went to see the market at Lucca, and went around, and then we came here.
Utterly incredible. Utterly incredible.
Like that.
Utterly incredible. Tell me a bit more about this library and school.
Yeah.
Yes. Normal schools and library are two different things. Mm. But in this school, the school is in the same room as the library, so that the pupils can use the library as a part of the school day. And the whole building are free from people to come and see how it works.
I have never seen a school before in Denmark where they have, in several levels, they have put the yard where the people plays from 1 to 2. 1 to 2 had one yard, schoolyard.
Yeah.
Is it all right to say like that?
Yeah, schoolyard.
And then we came higher, and then 3, 4 had one yard. And we could look out from several levels. That was very good idea, I think, because people are always a little afraid to put small children around with big children. So I think it was a good idea.
But it's strange because here in Baga, with the wall around the city, is a perfect place to bring up young children because they can go wherever they want, basically, inside the city. And there are various piazzas inside the city. In fact, that we're sitting at the moment in Piazza Angelio. Piazza Angelio is known as the living room for the city because in the summer, this is where people stay. This is where all communication, everything happens in these piazzas. It's a family affair.
Very different here. Yeah. Very different here. I don't think we...
But in the school, you have, in this way, we have got small squares, and we have got small squares for playgrounds for the
children. Yes.
Which is precisely what we have here in Baga, basically.
Yeah. Because they have seen it here, and probably they would try to make it in. And a Danish school.
Also, we have the different levels here because, as you know, you have to go up to the Duomo, which is the top of Baga, and then you can come down, and there are various piazzas at various levels right through the city.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've taken the concept of Baga as a city on various levels and turned it into the school.
I think they have done it like that. Yes, I do.
Wonderful. A wonderful story. Thank you very much for bringing the story to Baga today.
I think the other side of this school is for the older children, and they have made a very nice gymnasium for the, and they also made it as a inside. They can walk all. They don't have classrooms. They just sit, and they can go on a stair and sit another place.
But how different is that then from schools in Denmark normally?
Because if, normally you go, when you go higher school, high school, you go and then you have a room for one class, and then you go further and another room for one class, but you hold all the ceilings around you. Here you have no ceilings. All the children was in one room.
I understand. Yes, yes, yes. It's. I just think it's a wonderful story. The,
yeah,
the more I hear about it.
Very special in Denmark too. Very special in Denmark because there must be a lot of talking, and I don't know about the noise.
Social interaction on a large scale.
Yeah, but they go 1, 2, 3 years there. So.
But the group of architects have won various prizes over the past 20, 30 years. They are extremely qualified architects. They must know what they're doing.
We have a lot of good architects in Denmark.
And this part of Copenhagen is built in the last 10 years. They built a metro line, and then the houses was built... schools and
before the metro line, there was nothing.
Nothing at all.
We had this war. We had this war with Germany.
Second World War,
and in that time, they had a lot of workers. They took this land and made around the water couldn't come inside. Okay. They built a, and then. After that, that was land, and you couldn't build there.
Okay.
So before there was just water and
a lot of water.
It's very flat.
See, flat from the photographs you can see is very, very flat.
Yeah. And the airport is out there too, big airport.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. It's
not
a beautiful story.
Not very much, but we love to stay here in Bark, and we love the. Hotel, or what you can call it.
Casa Cordati. That too is a museum, and it's, well, you've seen them. You've seen it's the museum of the painter Bruno Cordati, yes. It's a particular place.
I like it very much. We have a room that's big as. We have four beds.